So we're going to do the Grizz now. The Grizz is in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes Zayin. And we'll see. It's basically on this topic of Bracha on the Minhag. And it relates to, you know, the issues we've been doing. But he's learning through the Rambam. And he brings up the Tosis, which we did, and Iran. And we'll see what happens here. Okay, so I think the best way to do it is just to try to read through it. Okay? And I guess today we'll see what we get through, but my goal would be, in theory, at least to get through the question and the first paragraph in the Hanira. Okay, that would be a nice. Let's see. So it says like this. So the beginning, the facts will be largely familiar. So it says, but if not, it's easy to follow. Called Dover Shehu Minhag, Afal Pisha Minhag Nevi'im. So according to the Rambam, anything which is a Minhag, even if it's a Minhag Nevi'im. And of course, it goes without saying, the Minhag Chachamim. So you don't make a bracha. Okay? Okay, so no bracha on a Minhag. That's the Rambam. Simple. Mekar davar zehu b'sukkah mem dalet gabi chubet arava. Our Gemara. Delachi lo mevarchan alav mishum de Minhag Nevi'im. Right? Because the Gemara said, if it's a Minhag Nevi'im, so you're not going to make a bracha on the arava. So Tosas asks the kasha, an open kasha, is that the Gemara is saying that if it's just a minhag, there's no bracha. But the problem is that we know in Yantav Sheni we make brachas, but Yantav Sheni is a minhag, right? Okay. V'tirtzu, and Tosas answered, the time of day in brachan al minhag, mishundi yashalom or tzivanu. The whole reason why you can't make a bracha on a minhag is because you can't say v'tzivanu. Avol b'yantav sheni ein bo berachas v'tzivano. Yantav sheni doesn't have a v'tzivano. Ela kiddush laskar seyom etvil berachas amazon. You have kiddush and benching. You don't say v'tzivano. Ukai gamma varchin gamma al minog. Ein shem in the brayim. In other words, there's no problem of saying a bracha on a minog per se. You can say brachas all you want, but don't say v'tzivano, right? But there is no v'tzivano on yantav sheni, so therefore there's nothing to worry about. Okay, v'haran sham hekshal tiratzah. The Ran asked the obvious kasha. What do you mean? It's not true. What about matzah? So matzah is the second night of Pesach. You eat matzah, and you say matzah, even though it's a minhag. So what's Tosis talking about when he says that there's no vitzivanu on Yantav Sheni, right? The fikach tiratzuzal. So the Ran therefore answered the Yantav Sheni lav minhagu. So the Ran says, Yantav Sheni isn't really a minhag. Rak takana kavua. It's a real takana. She yinhagu mi minhag avasechem shibidayim. That the takana, that they should be knowing in the minhag of their fathers, Ein Shem, their Iran. So basically, this is the machlokas between the Ran and Tosas. Tosas learned the whole idea of Yantav Sheni as a minhag, that since they were in Chutz and Galus, they were keeping 2 days of Yantav. The minhag stands, and we also have to keep 2 days of Yantav, but it's a minhag. But the Ran learns that no. The Rabbanon were mesaken that we should do that which our fathers, whatever, previously did as a minhag. But it became fixed and codified as a real takana. But the takana is to do that which they were knowing. But it's halachically a takana. And since it's takana, therefore it's legitimate to say brachos Yantav Sheni, because it's not a minhag, it's nothing to do with the sugya of brachan al minhag. That's the way the Ran answered. Okay? So far, so good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the question is going to be, well, what about the Rambam? How's the Rambam? The Rambam also holds in Rachan al-Minag. So now, how does... And the Rambam also says, you say, Hashem Shalom al-Khil's Matzah. So how is he going to answer that? So maybe you try to say he learned the same as the Ran, that it's not a Minag. But he's going to show that's not true. This that we do, 2 days of Yantav, is a minhag. He openly says, minhagu. Ubehilchus kiddush hachodesh misefer zeh, nivaer ikar minhag zeh. I'm sorry, misbar zeh, misefer zeh. Yeah, nivaer ikar minhag zeh. And he says, in Elvis Kodesh, we're going to explain the ikar of this minhag. Right? That's the Rambam talking. L'chora ne'er milshonos adidaito kedasa tosos yantav sheni be'ker takonaso din toras minagolof. That the whole din of yantav sheni is essentially not a formalized takana, but it's just a minag. It's just a minag. Right? V'chein hu v'lashon ha-Rambam perek vav sham halacha yadalad shekosav zel shono aval yom shebnei eretz yishol somchan ala cheshban v'kadshin alav. Right, nowadays, that basically we have the calendar in Yantav Sheni L'Stag Min HaSafik. Yantav Sheni isn't getting us out of any sveikos because there are no sveikos. El Minag Blavad, it's merely a Minag. Had Kal Nishana. Hare de Kanachi Levelishna de Minag. So you see, openly, he says a Minag. The Yosur Mizem Mefurish, I mean, the Grizzly isn't leaving any Raya untouched. The Yosur Mizem Mefurish, Milashan Haram, Perik Vav, Mihilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Yadalad. He has a list of things that you get put into Chayram, excommunication, Nidoi for. Hamechalal Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. Afal Pishu Minag. If you violate Yantav Sheni, even though it's a Minag. So you see, he's openly saying you're violating a Minag. Hare Lahedja. To be Iker Isura Rak Din Toras Minag Al Yantav Sheni. It's clear that the only thing you're violating in Yantav Sheni is a Minag. Right? Rekasha Al Yibay Kusha Saran Hanal. So now you have a kasha on him and all these mitzvah brachos. Achilas matzah, lekaras halel, altzki shofar, the kulo, the shmoach al shofar, the kulo, berachas mitzvahs neinu. They're all berachas mitzvahs. Umavarchin on the gam biyantif sheni. After kolatz morach there was minag olaf. Even though it's just a minag. Right? So basically, he's saying is the Rambam also agrees with Tosas that it's a takana. I'm sorry that it's merely a manag. The Yantav Sheni is merely a manag. But yet, we know he makes brachos on Yantav Sheni. So how does he explain that in line with his theory that in brachan al manag? Right? So you might think, well, maybe he learns that. How does Tosas learn? Tosas also says it's a manag, and yet he holds he makes brachos on it. So he says, v'ina yun shom medirei Tosas shita cheres arbein tamzal. So Tosas has a different shita arbein tam, derak manag arava hudein mevarchan. That the whole din of the Imrachan al Minag, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is only a special din of Arava. Right, and he proved that from Yantav Sheni, Ayin Sham, the very Tosos. Ulam, Shitas HaRambam, Enoken. But the Shita of the Rambam is not that way. Kamosha Kosu Mefurash, De Hu Hadin, V'chol Davar, Shu Minag, Kamokrias Halal, Brosh Chodesh Kedoma. So you see, the Rambam is not holding like Tosas either, because Tosas or Rabbeinu Tam holds that really you are Mevarach HaMinhagim. The only exception is Din of Arava, because it's Tiltul B'Alma. So you see, because you told me at the Sheni. So therefore, the Rambam, he basically cannot explain the Bracha on Yantav Sheni, neither like the Ran nor like Tosas. He can't explain like the Ran, because the Ran holds the Yantav Sheni is a Takana, and that's how you could say a Bracha on it. Oh, but the Rambam holds it's not a Takana, it's a Minhag. So Elamai, you'll say it's a minhag, but you'll say, like, Tosas also holds it's a minhag. Yeah, but Tosas holds that you make brachos on minhagim, except for Arava. But the Rambam holds up that you don't make brachos on minhagim. So it's an absolute problem. That the Rambam holds, very simply put, is that you don't make, he openly says you don't make brachos on any minhagim. But he openly says Yantav Sheni is a minhag. And yet, he holds, you make brachos, it's clear, you make brachos on minhag, on Yantav Sheni, on matzah, for example. Right? That's a very nice piece of work here. He basically is very rigorous in showing that, proving all his points here. Right? Proving all his points and showing, like, the Rambam's, like, stock. Right? Spells it out very nicely. Now here's the answer. Okay? And this is where it's not so simple. Okay? It's the second half of it, really. And the first half is pretty good. So he says like this. V'nir lomer b'das ha-Rambam. The whole essence, what's the whole basis, right? Because that's where he's thinking. He's saying, well, one second, what's the logic for Ein Mevarchin Al Minhag? Maybe once we figure out the logic for Ein Mevarchin Al Minhag, we'll figure out why it is that Yantav Sheni could be an exception. Right? That seems like a good strategy, no? Okay, so what's the basis of Ein Mevarchin Al Minhag? So, Yuyun Shem Barashi, B'sukkah, Daf Mem Dal and Shem. So there happens to be a Rashi. You can't say vitzivanu because it's not even included in los asar. I can the Rashi. So Rashi says the reason why I don't have the minhag is because the Gemara asks, how do you say asher kedushanu by
Darabanan, the Gemara answered, because Lo Sasar. Oh, well, Rashi says, yeah, but Minhagim don't come under Lo Sasar. Minhagim come under something else. So therefore, they're not Shayach to Lo Sasar, and therefore you can't make a bracha. Okay. He says, Ulam, Lashita San Rambam, EF Shalafarish Tamza. But according to the Rambam, you can't say that. Dilahedja Kasavakta Masoza Vezel Shona. He openly says in his Akdama, namely, you'll see, but basically, Minhagim do come under Lo Sasar. V'chein, this is a quote, V'chein yisbar mehem, ha-minhagos v'hatakanos sheskino. We could also explain by them the minhagos and the takanos that they set up. O'shinagu b'chol dar v'dar, or that they had a minhag each and every generation. K'moshe ra'u v'bezin shalos ha-dar, like we see in the bezin of this dar. L'fisha asur losur mehem, so you're not allowed to turn away from them. Sh'nem alos osam en adar v'shagidu l'chol yamin u'smol, akal shana, right, los osur. So he's describing, talking about minhagim that they did, or that their previous generations did, and he's saying, is he not allowed to turn away from these minhagim because of the sasar? Higher lehadjah de'aram sirele the gam minhagos isnayu v'lav the sasar. It's open that if you turn away from minhagim, according to Rami, you're violating the sasar. V'chein kosev lehadjah b'perek aleph me'echos mamrim halacha beis v'zeh l'shono. This is where he's describing what we learn out from al pi Torah she'erucha and the sasar. He says echad dvarim shalom nevosam pi Hashmua. Whether it's things which they learned out from, the Mesorah, or things which they deduced from the Yigal Midos, or things that they made as offense, v'heim ha-gezeros, v'ha-takanos, v'ha-minhagos, right? Gezeros, takanos, minhagos, kol echad v'echad me'ilu shosh dvarim, all these three things, mitzvah saseh l'shma mehem, v'ha-over, kol echad mehem over v'lo saseh, and if you violate them, you violate l'lo saseh. Harayu Omer, al pi Torah she'erucha, eilu ha-takanos v'ha-gezeros v'ha-minagos. Ha-kan l'shono. Right? So you see, openly, the Rambam's holding that minhagim, minhagos, come under Lo Sasar. Ulufi zet, sarach bir ledat sarambam taimadein brachan al-minag. Right? What's the whole reason that you don't make a brachan al-minag? V'harizem evur la-hedja v'sugya d'sukha l'inin ha-rava. Right, Dilamanda Amr Yisod Neviyam Avrachan Alam. It was open in the Gemara that if you say it's Yisod Neviyam Atakani, make a bracha. Dilamanda Amr Minog Neviyam Ein Avrachan Alam. Right, and if it's Minog Neviyam, you don't make a bracha. But Tzarchi and Abir Baza. So the question is, what's the explanation? Right. In other words, the Rambam's openly saying, what?
Yeah,
the Rambam's openly saying that minhagim come under Lo Sasar, and I have to follow a minhag. If the Rabbanan have the set up a minhag, I'm chayav to follow it because of Lo Sasar. So if that's the case, so then what's the then why don't you say bracha asher yirshosu zivanu? Namely, Hashem commanded us to do Lo Sasar, and Lo Sasar means I have to listen to the minhagim which Hashem set up. So why is it that the Rambam holds in Rabbanan al minhag? Right? We learned, I don't think it's so good in the Rambam, but we learned, look, a minog is really because of your Kabbalah. The Mechayev minog is like your Mekabbalah minog, but if you're encouraged to do so by the Chachamim, who are the ones of the Mesorah, so then in a certain sense it's tied back to Lo Sasar. Indirectly it's tied to Lo Sasar, because Lo Sasar gives them authority. But that's learning, like Rashi, that essentially it doesn't come under Lo Sasar, it's just kind of an outgrowth of Lo Sasar. But the Rambam sounds like he's saying is if they tell us set up a minhag, you're chayav to do it because of Lo Sasar. So it sounds pretty direct that minhag comes under Lo Sasar, and you're obligated to keep a minhag because of Lo Sasar. So now why can't you say it, Sivana? Right? So this is not quite going to help with Yontif Sheni per se, but he's just saying, forget Yontif Sheni for a second, the very principle which the Rambam's setting forth itself is hard to understand. Why don't you make a bracha on a minhag? Right? Why don't you make a bracha on a minhag? Right? And hopefully, with a good answer to that question, you'll be able to answer why it is that for Yontif Sheni, you're able to. Right? That's his methodology here, as far as I can tell. He's bringing the Gemara at the end. He's just showing you that the Gemara makes it contingent. The bracha on minhag is contingent upon. The bracha on arava is contingent upon whether or not it's a minhag. So it's open in the Gemara that that's what it's all dependent upon, whether it's a takana, whether it's a minhag. But
Right? So the Rambam, I guess you'll say, maybe you'll say, look, the Rambam gets it from that Gemara. Right? Because maybe that's Levi Yatara. So why is the Rambam saying Baruch HaMenach? Because the Gemara? Yeah, but the question is, Tzorach Iyan HaBiyur Basah. It's very nice just to say, oh, the Rambam holds that way because of the Gemara. Yeah, well, what's the Svara? What's the sense of that? Right? The problem isn't where's the Rambam's source. The question is, where's the Rambam's Svara? Sometimes kashas on Rambam is where the Rambam get this. It's against the Gemara. That's not the kasha here. The kasha is it's open in the Gemara, or at least the plain interpretation of the Gemara. That in bracha minog is tali. If there's minog, then you don't make a bracha. The question is, what's the svara, right? So you could have said like Rashi because it's not in Los Asor. That works for Rashi, but the problem is the Rambam says it is in Los Asor. So now you're back to the drawing board. Why not? So right. So you could have said, I guess. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The Rambam holds there is a source of minhag. The Rentosos learn it's not all minhagim, it's only a Rava because it's only Tilta Ma'ama. But the Rambam's not holding that either. The Rambam says, you see, by Halal, you don't say it, even though it's not Tilta Ma'ama. He says, look, Ba'aman is a minhag. Oh, so apparently he holds minhagim, don't get brachas. So why not? If they say that it comes under the Sasor, so they should get a bracha the same way as Takana. He's got two kashas. The first kasha was the Ram has a rule in Varachan al Minog. First question was why doesn't Matzah violate that rule? Matzah and Yantav Sheni is a Minog, and yet you make a bracha. That's question number one. And question number two is what's the Svara of in Varachan al Minog? Given that the Ramam holds Lo Sasor applies by Minhagim, so why, what's the Svara to say that you don't make a bracha on a Minog? Right? Those are the two problems. Now is where it gets more interesting. Okay? I mean, it was very interesting already, but now is where he starts to give an answer. Okay? And we'll see if we can understand his answer. Okay? Venera Pashat. Okay, so we're, I guess you could say we're about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. The period. Okay? On the first column on Hey. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Venera Pashat. Diladasa Rambam, Hode in Mibrachan al Minog. The fact that you make a bracha, La on a Minog. Lav Mishum time at the EF Shalomar, but Vitzivanu. You can't say it's because you can't say Vitzivanu. The Be'emes Ladasa Rambam, Din Minog, as who could call the Resovrum, Shanam Rabu, Mitzvah Lososor, the Shamra Mulukaimam. Because you see, we've proved that according to the Rambam, you're obligated to Minhagim like every other Darabana. Right? So you could say Lo Sasor. You could say Vitzivanu Lo Sasor. So it must be that's not the problem. Right? That's what he's deducing. Ella Hodin Rachan al Minog. The fact that you only give Rachan al Minog. Who's that din? Be'etzem hachefza shalem. It's a din in the etzem hachefza shalem. The essential chefza of a minog. To love Torah's mitzvahs behu, levarach alayim. They don't have the Torah, the sister identity, the status of mitzvos, which would warrant the bracha. Dirak al mitzvos mevarachim, v'lo al menagos. You only make brachas on mitzvos, not on menagim. The davar zeh.
Nothing to do with Tzivanu, right?
Yeah, well, not because of Tzivanu.
Tzivanu, just stam bracha.
Yeah, stam bracha. Brachas, the thing is, go on mitzvos, not on menagim. And mitzvahs and minhagim are a different chafza, and brachos go on mitzvah, not on minhag. He's not quite explaining why, that's just what he's positing. V'dover zeh mefurush l'hadjeh b'lashon ha-rambam, perek gimel, hilchus megillah v'chanak halacha zayin, shekasa v'zeh l'shona, avol b'rosh chodesh, kriyas ha-halel, minhag, v'eino mitzvah, v'chulei, v'eino brachan ala. So you see, he openly says, why don't you make a bracha? Because it's a minhag, and not a mitzvah, right? It's a minhag, and a mitzvah. So you see, why is it? Harei the hadein urachan al minhag, who mishund be etzem dino ein lo shem mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a minhag. Berachos lo niskenu rak al mitzvos bavad, and brachos were set up on mitzvos. V'zeh shem acher lo beetzem achafta. This is a different shem in its essence. Shem minog, velo shem mitzvah. Its identity is minog, it's not mitzvah. The kachoy se ikarata kana meikara. Why is it a minog? Why is it a minog and not a mitzvah? Because that was the ikarata kana originally. Sheyinaguba b'toras minog. That they should be knowing in this right, in this, namely in what? In Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Torah's Menag, but lo b'Torah's Takana, and not as a Takana. U'mitzvah Chodesh and Derisof, not as a new mitzvah and Derisof, and just as a Menag. U'lechein in Bracha, and therefore you don't make a Bracha. V'chein hu mevor b'Lashon Aram v'chal makam. That's what he always, the Lashon Aram is always clear this way. D'kachashiv l'takanos u'minhagos b'tarti. So you see the Rambam counts minhagos and takanos as two separate things. After chov v'shteim shava, the shavayiv l'sasor kaimi. Even though they're both in Lo Sasar, you're both obligated in them both because of Lo Sasar. V'nasim rakal v'bezen agadol b'vad. They're both set up by bezen agadol. But yet, he counts them as two separate categories. Why? Elimishun be'ikarat takanos v'tchilasa chaluganein. Because in their essential takana, they're different. The elu tikna mitoras mitzvos v'din mechudash mirisofrim. These they're masakein as a mitzvah and a din mechudash mirisofrim. The elu tikna shi'enigavahem b'toras minagos. And the other ones they were masakein that you should be knowing in them like b'toras minag. V'alzehu dinem aradin dal mitzvos mevarchem amalek zem mevarchem. So given that there are two different categories, certain things they set up as a mitzvah, other things they set up as a takana, as a minag. So the halacha of bracha was only set up on mitzvah, not on minhag. Right? Okay, that's part one of his answer. Okay? That's part one of his answer.
Yeah, it still keeps us hanging.
I think that's what needs elucidation. Is he's just positing that there are two different things. One is mitzvah and one is minhag. And given that there are two different things, one of them, mitzvah, brachas go on mitzvah and brachas don't go on minhag. But he's not quite explaining to you, well, why are there two different things? Why are they doing this? Oh, because there are two different things. One's b'toras mitzvah and one's b'toras minhag. But, I mean, you're both obligated in them both. So what's the sense of having two distinct categories? And now you say, oh, well, now that you have the two categories, one gets bracha, one doesn't get bracha. Well, why not? Why does one get a bracha, one not get a bracha? What's the nature of these two distinct categories? And why does one get a bracha, one does not? So, like, while it's true he's seemingly showing that they're two different things, but it's not like he's not helping us much with the conceptual distinction between the two and why one warrants a bracha and one doesn't warrant a bracha. Right? Let's read a little further, but I mean, I think that's the problem here. That's the problem with this Biskarov, is that he doesn't quite explain himself. He just says it, but he doesn't explain it. But let us read till the end of the paragraph. Okay, because now he's going to answer his original question. He says, now that we explained why the Rambam says you say bracha, you don't say bracha minhag, namely because it's a minhag, not a mitzvah, now he's saying he can come back and explain the Yantav Sheni. Now you can understand why you say bracha on matzah, for example. Kamalchil's matzah, tekiah shover, kiyas halal. Dinei dechol atzmo shel yantav sheni, because it's true that yantav sheni itself. Be'ikar takana, so the essential takana din Torah's minhag alav, it has a status not of mitzvah but of minhag. Delo asa uhu li yantav mechudash midirei sofrim. They did not make it into a separate yantav midirabanan, which is arguably like what the Ran would hold. Rak she yinhagu b'minhag osech shevdechem. Rather, they just set up that you should be knowing in the minhag of your fathers. But yet, nonetheless, the mitzvahs are knowing as well, but yet the mitzvahs which are knowing on Yantav Sheni, k'mal chilas matzah, ukedoma, al kol panim be'ikar dinam, the essential din, Torah's mitzvahs behu, be'etzem ha'chavtza, has the status of mitzvah in the essential chavtza. Zilo ishtani shem achilas matzah b'leil sheni, mechilas matzah b'leil Yantav Rishon. There's no difference between the eating matzah, the identity of eating matzah on Yantav Sheni or on Yantav Rishon. Ela shechayuva hu rak midirei sofrim toras minhag. It's just that the obligation comes from minhag. Rezolach baslan klal inyan bracha. This doesn't affect us at all regarding bracha. Delenyan ikar hachiyuv lo batzir chayuva mikol derei sofrim. The fact that it's chayuv is only minhag, it's no less than any other rabban. And shenemar b'lav lo sasar. That then is the Losasar, you can say bracha on that. Ela deba inan le'inyan bracha. Bracha, that's you need more than that. She'etzem ha'chavtza yehei alav she'em mitzvah. The essential chavtza has an identity of mitzvah, v'lo she'em minhag. V'hacha be'achilas ha'matzah v'tekiyas shofar v'kriyas ha'alel gam b'yam she'ni
But all these mitzvahs on Yom Tov Sheni, shem mitzvahs aleihem be'ikar dinam. Essential identity is mitzvah. V'shapir shayach be'u bracha. And therefore you say bracha. U'mashe chayiv and hu rag misha minag. The fact that the obligation is because of minag, zeloch baslan, that doesn't matter. Kmoshin espar. In other words, the obligation comes from minhag, right? The obligation comes from minhag, but the cheftza is not a cheftza of a minhag; it's a cheftza of a mitzvah. In other words, just like there's a cheftza of a mitzvah of matzah on Yantav Rishon, they said on Yantav Sheni, you should also, the minhag is that you should do the same mitzvah, do the mitzvah which you did on Rishon, do it again on Sheni. So that the obligation to do it is a minhag. But what is the chafza that you're doing? The chafza is a chafza of mitzvah, right? Of a mitzvah, not of a minhag. Right? But I guess he's arguing on Rosh Chodesh, they're not saying do the mitzvah of Yontif, do it on Rosh Chodesh. Because what's the shaychus of Rosh Chodesh to Yontif? Yontif is a mitzvah, fine. But now they're saying Rosh Chodesh isn't Yontif. So they're saying, on Rosh Chodesh, they're saying, do a minhag, a Kriyas Halal of minhag. Right? They're setting up a minhag. So the very nature of the Chafza, he's saying, is one of minhag. And therefore, he's saying, since the Chafza is minhag, it's not a mitzvah. There's no takana, it's just a minhag. So therefore, the Chafza is a Chafza of mitzvah. And now, a minhag, and therefore, you're not going to make a bracha. Even though, as Michael is bothering you, even though it's still halal, but I guess he's saying is, but there could be a halal Torah's mitzvah, a halal Torah's minhag. So I guess Yontav Sheni is just taking the same mitzvah and doing it again the second day. But Rosh Chodesh is a brand new thing. It's a minhag. Good point. You mean you see the chafza of halal is dilug. It's a different chafza on Rosh Chodesh and the Pesach. So you see, it is a different chafza. It's not just saying do the same chafza. You mean the chafza of halal, full halal, is a chafza shal mitzvah. And they're telling you, do that same chafza on Yantav Sheni. And you see, you're right, we do a whole halal. But that's the chafza shal mitzvah of takana, which they're just, minhag is applying it to another day. So it's true, the obligation is minhag, but it's the chafza of the mitzvah. But he's saying on halal of Rosh Chodesh, it's a different chafza. You see, it's dilug. So it's a different chafza altogether. Right? And arguably that's the problem. You can't make the same chafza because there's only 18 days. You can't just take the chafza on other days. It's mechar from Gadev. So it's a new thing. It's not the same chafza. So now they're setting up a halal shal minhag. Oh, well, that's a different type of a chafza. On a chafza of minhag, there's no bracha. It's only on a chafza of mitzvah that gets a bracha, not a chafza of minhag. Right? So, but Yontif Sheni is the one exception, basically, where you have a minhag invoking a chafza of mitzvah. Right. Yeah. Had a show before that the Tzivanu is not an issue. Tzivanu is not the Rambam's issue because the Yontav Sheni that you're never going to get the force of obligation to be more than a minhag. So the obligation, he says, the Rambam doesn't care about the obligation because the Rambam holds the Tzivanu on minhagim, vilasasa on minhagim. So therefore, it doesn't matter that the source of obligation is minhag because the Rambam doesn't have a problem with the Tzivanu. So the problem for the Rambam is not the source of the obligation, not the mechayev, but the nature of the chafza. So that's what he's saying, is typically the nature of the chafza of a minhag is minhag, it's not a mitzvah. But in Yontav Sheni, the whole din is to treat Yontav Sheni like Yontav Rishon. So take the takanas, the mitzvahs that you had then, and be noeg to do those same mitzvahs now. So what is the substance of what you're being noeg? You're being noeg the mitzvahs. To do the mitzvahs. Oh, well, then the mitzvahs. So since you're doing mitzvahs, so you have to say v'tzivanu because they're mitzvah. It's just the force behind you doing those mitzvahs is minhag. Okay, that's true. The force behind it is minhag. But what the minhag is to do the mitzvah, to do the chafza of the mitzvah. So therefore, it's legitimate to say v'tzivanu, to say not v'tzivanu, to say bracha. But when it's yantaf halal on Rosh Chodesh, that's a whole new chafza, and they didn't set up a takana, a mitzvah. They just set up a minhag. They just set up a minhag. The nature of the thing is a minhag. So minhag, even though it's losasa, it's a different chafza. And as such, it doesn't have a bracha. I mean, what's fascinating to me, I mean, it's a nice piece of Torah.
But what's fascinating to me is that the Grizz does not feel the need to explain the main idea. It's like, it seems to me like a nice halachic distinction. And, you know, it explains the problem, it answers everything. But, I don't know, to me, unless I'm just thick, I'm just not getting it. It's just like, it's not clear what's the difference. It just sounds like a word game. Semantics. I mean, he's saying, look, I'm obligated to keep it, because the Rabbanan said so. But they said it should be a mitzvah, not a minhag. Well, what's the difference if they say it's a mitzvah or if it's a minhag? I mean, is there any difference between the two? I understand that an outcome is whether I make a bracha or not. But I don't think that's what it means. That is the difference. So what is the difference? Right? It's a different shame. Well, what's the define the shamos? What are the nature of the shamos? What are they? Why are they two different shamos? Such that one of them warrants a bracha and the other one doesn't warrant a bracha. Right? I mean, that's what's...
Yeah.
And you'd think... Oh, it must be if you read further, then the Grizz will explain that. But I don't think he does. You know? I find fascinating the Grizz often is how far he goes and how far he doesn't go. He's a good example of he hugs to the ground. He hugs to what you could say, you know, concretely, positively, this is 100% true. But he very often doesn't go beyond to a point which... you know, which would satisfy us. You know, arguably, I don't know. It's interesting that he doesn't. You know, but it's somewhat common in my experience with Grizzes. I don't know if this extreme, but this type of thing. I know, that's what you could say. I mean, the one way to learn is the Grizz, I think someone said this. I forget who, maybe it was, I don't know, the Rav or something. I don't remember. Someone said that, maybe Rebbe said it. That the Grizz is saying that which is 100% certain. You know, it doesn't mean the Grizz never went further on his own, in Shir, and Svara, and discussion. It's not solid. It's not 100%. And it didn't make the cut of the Sefer. The Sefer is trying to sell you what you must say. Now, you want to speculate and go a little further and say, look, there are a lot of different Svaras you could say, a lot of theories, but this, as far as this is concerned... The Grizz is answering the kashas, solid, it's a definition, perfect. Now, does that mean if in the Grizz is sheer, he wouldn't explain it further? He wouldn't go further and conjecture or, you know, suggest maybe this is the idea, maybe this idea? We don't know. It's possible he did, possibly he didn't. But either way, he was happy to leave his sefer in this form. You know, so apparently he holds. It's a big step. It's certainly a major step in knowledge. The question is, did he personally want to go further? He didn't. He doesn't tip us off to the fact that he personally wants to go further. He sounds happy. You know, he seems smiling. So if I could, you know, if I get a good look at him, he seems that he's happy about this. But he doesn't tip you off to the fact that he would like to go further, but he's not. But you know. But it's interesting. I mean, that's what I find... Yeah, go ahead. The problem is not clear. How do you decide what's minhag, what's mitzvah, what are the parameters? Because we don't even understand what's the difference between these two categories. Hopefully, if we have an insight into what his categories are, maybe we'll understand why certain things fit into one category and one fits into the other one. But he's not explaining that to you. You know? That's, I think... doesn't mean he didn't have an idea in his head, but... You know, like a totally arbitrary thing. They're about to have to decide when they're making something up. Are they going to set it up? Should it be b'torah's mitzvah or should it be b'torah's minhagos? Two different things, and they get to decide, right? Two different things. And when they say that it's a minhag, it's going to be no bracha. When they say it's a mitzvah, it's going to be a bracha, right? Right. That was the ikar takana meikarash. It was the ikar takana meikara. That would be b'torah's minhag or b'torah's mitzvah. Right, but how do you decide these things? What are these things? Right, that's the question. What's the difference? It does warrant explanation. I think we may have to understand the difference in mitzvah and minhag, but how could a minhag tell you to do a mitzvah? How could it, if you tell me there's two different things, right, and the nature of the things, they're different, then it's funny to say that a minhag could be to do a mitzvah. I mean, it kind of starts blurring the lines here, right? You say the minhag, it's like a minhag is obligating you to do something more than itself, you know, or different than itself. I mean, given that they're really so different, you wouldn't think that you could just shove the two together, right? It's true. It's a little hard to understand.